Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, happy Party Friday, everybody. Chuck Bunnell, Julie Hayden here. True Straight Up, brought to you by,
as always, ColoradoCitizenPress.com, Colorado's conservative voice, great website, one I check every day, and also Cenogenix. And also, we're going to get a new sponsor. Gina does my hair.
Some of you with discerning eyes have noticed that Julie has been looking great lately with her hair.
Mm-hmm. And that's thanks to Gina Martinez.
Gina Martinez.
So we'll figure out how to get hold of her. Hey, want to welcome everybody. Thank you for listening on Zoom. We love it when you guys go on Zoom. And for those of you who listen to it later, anytime you want, you just go to zoom.us. And then the meeting code, I'm going to give it twice, is 209-576-423. That's 279-576-423. Hey, and also I finally figured out like Podbean, et cetera, et cetera. Actually, what was tricky was to figure out the Apple artwork. It's like the little things that get you. But you can all, if you go to Podbean, it's the Chuck and Julie show.podbean.com. And you can from there go to Apple, Spotify, Google, you name it. We're all over the place. A lot to talk about today.
Well, we do have a lot to talk about. And joining us now is our colleague or former colleague, I should more
or still
say.
Broad colleagues
at 710 KNUS, the most popular and dynamic, really unbelievable ratings every morning, Peter Boyles. Hey, Peter.
Still a colleague.
Still a colleague.
And I want to give you our greeting in Spanish, just like Joe Biden did today to Nancy Pelosi. Mi casa, you casa.
Hey, what do you think, Peter? What is the deal? I'm going to have to take out Emmy award-winning reporter on our intro now that Andrew Cuomo's running Emmy.
For his COVID.
Yeah.
For his COVID.
He's like a freaking politician. What's he getting an Emmy for holding news conferences?
That's good. All right, Andrew
must have stepped on a duck.
Yeah, exactly.
We wanted to bring Peter on to have a friendly, or maybe not so friendly, no, friendly debate about the election. His position, and we'll let him articulate it, is that the election was not stolen from Trump, and he ought to do the decent thing, which is what Mitt Romney conceded the election.
That's words in my mouth. I never said that.
Have to say that, Chuck, after saying I won't, well, I'll let Peter
After I said I won't, I will. All right, go ahead. Tell us what you think.
No, I didn't say that. I said, one of your many idols, Republican Senator Cotton. All right, when Tom Cotton, who is a Republican from Arkansas and well-loved in, Republican circles, he said, look, this is not time for politician press conferences. This is time for evidence. And Tom Cotton was on now dropping like a rock along with the NFL ratings, Fox and Friends in the morning. If you looked at some of the numbers that are coming in from Nielsen, the two stones around someone's neck of the NFL and FoxNet, FNC as they call it, Fox News Network. But Cotton appeared this morning and he was talking about Rudolph Giuliani and yesterday afternoon, and he argued the time for press conferences had passed and the present is for court proceedings. And that's pretty much what I've been saying on the radio shows. Okay, I'm from Missouri. You show me and let's see what happens.
Do you believe the election was stolen?
What do you think about Sidney Powell?
Do you believe the election was stolen by Biden?
I frankly don't know. I mean, one of the things that we deal in, we can say, do you believe this? You do believe that?
Well, do you believe? Okay. Do you believe the election was stolen?
And again, I have to come back with, I'm not sure as an answer because I'm not sure. Okay. But I saw Giuliani. I watched that press conference. I thought it was brilliant. I saw Sidney Powell. I know you guys have her on the show today.
Yes, a little later on.
And
we've had her on the show.
Yeah, we don't have her on today, but we have Randy Corcoran coming up, though. But apparently, Team Trump lawyers have been in Colorado even talking to people. So
Randy is Team Trump lawyers, and he's got this fellow here who is critical of the counting systems out of the machines. But one of the points I was trying to make on the radio show, Chuck and I are both fans of Joe McCarthy, when they talked about conspiracy so vast is what Tail Gunner Joe said. I mean, I'm working off the top of my head, but they said Cuba, Venezuela, the communist in China, the guy who's dead. Let me see who else they put in there.
Hugo Chavez?
Joey Merlino, although skinny Joey wasn't mentioned yesterday. But, I mean, all of this enormous truckloads of ballots being brought in the middle of the night, six different trucks, I think they mentioned. I mean, Chuck, even you and I, with our love for conspiracy, that's pretty over the top stuff.
But Peter, let me push back on that a little bit. So 4 years ago, would you have thought that if somebody said, oh, well, guess what? Joe Biden, Barack Obama, the CIA, the FBI, Loretta Lynch are all going to sit in Barack Obama's office and talk about spying on the Trump campaign. Yeah. You would have said, no.
Overthrowing the Trump campaign.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
you would have been.
Believe me, Chuck and I and you have had our conversations and experiences. I despise the CIA. I fear the FBI. I have limited time for the DOJ. We have had lengthy conversations on my mistrust of three-letter agencies in the federal government. I don't even think this even plays out in it. But what I was told yesterday, and I watched the press conference twice. It's 90 minutes long, and I'm writing down the second time all the different people that are named, including corrupt city mayors, governors. And, you know, we said this too many times. Three can keep a secret if two of them are dead. And this fellow that is Randy's guy, I think is Joe Altman, who's a pleasant enough guy. Mm-hmm. He said maybe thousands. That's a lot of people checking a conspiracy.
Well, that's why, let me push back. I mean, they've got, they've got like hundreds of affidavits. So it seems like.
You can say what you want to say till you got to go into court and say it with your hand in.
Yeah.
Well, you can go into court.
The three of us have a friend who recently returned from college after 4 years, and
yeah,
I think many affidavits were sworn on that one too.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. The Democrats have been at it for a couple hundred years of cheating. That's what the Solid South was. It made sure that every valid African-American could not vote, or virtually every last one of them. And that was tolerated for over 100 years. The Solid South, the corrupt South. Tolerated by Republicans, and Democrats are more than happy with it. And then they all of a sudden need the black votes in major cities. So they turned the other way, and boom-o.
Sure.
Within a decade, all of a sudden, the blacks are re-enfranchised. So they've been cheating in cities. Yeah. They've been cheating in counties. The whole Democratic Party is a cheating machine.
I've been listening to this song and dance now for a long time. Doesn't make this. You're smart. You've studied law.
Well, I'm not that smart. I'm not smart enough to doubt that the Democrats have been cheating for over 100 years.
Legal means to keep African Americans out. And when African Americans could vote, they voted Republican because of Mr. Lincoln. So
no, they didn't. No, they didn't. What are you talking about? You don't know your history. The Democrats, the only time that they voted Republican, sure, but they couldn't vote. So what good did it do them? Until the 1930s, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt brought them into the Democratic Party.
I said when able, they voted Republican.
They couldn't vote. Okay. So what difference when able?
Let's bring it back around, because here's...
Let me finish this, Julie.
Okay, you only have about three more minutes.
Well, you know, expand the show. As a practical matter, there has been an enormous expenditure by Democratic left-wing groups into Clerk and Recorder Valley. It was here in Adams County. It was on the Secretary of State level. Why?
So no one look.
So they could cheat.
Yeah.
That was the only reason to do that. So they can cheat. I mean, do you really believe that the throughout the country, people went to the polls and endlessly voted for Republicans. They're lousy, stinking local Republicans. Every close race was won by Republicans.
Whatever you do, don't tell me they stole it away from Cory Gardner.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Cory Gardner is more popular in Colorado than Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump in Colorado was destroyed by the Republican Party that pushed Cory Gardner over the top. It's a bunch of stooges pushing a wheelbarrow that never wheel. Let's not talk about
who didn't like Trump?
Yeah.
Who?
No, Dick Wadhams.
Dick Wadhams. Yeah, okay, there you go. Dick Wadhams.
But Peter, Corey that's Gardner. Beside the point. I think here's what I think is, well, it's not, I mean, to me, the main thing is I think we should not let ourselves fall victim to the narrative being pushed by the mainstream media. It's like they have till December 14th, right? If you're Trump,
why not push it?
And so I would say hold news conference out every 5 minutes, force them to look at it, listen to what Sidney Powell says. They don't have it. Well, I think what she is saying is they're gathering it, and you look at, because they keep saying there is no evidence, and then Rudy Giuliani, they present the evidence, and the mainstream media, for years, they told us, Julie, there's all this evidence of Russia collusion.
Julie, they talked about Venezuela, Cuba, the PRC. They talked about such a vast conspiracy, a conspiracy so vast. I mean, it wasn't like they were saying, like the one guy, it wasn't those guys there tonight, but skinny Joey Merlino in Philly and a Philly mob.
Got this Venezuelan guy who is, and they have his affidavit, who was in on it when they used him to rig it for
13 years, Hugo Chavez.
Did you know that the server was in Germany? What's a server doing in Germany?
I you know what, you guys? I looked all night for evidence, not all night, but most of the award-winning morning. I'm looking for evidence that votes were actually counted in Spain and Germany, other than, I guess, some expatriates living there. But the idea they put over was there's machines over there. And I talked to several people. There's no voting machines. It's all ballots.
It's a software that tabulates.
I want you to be right. Okay. Want you to be right. I want the pony to be under the tree on December the 25th. I want that. But right now, I'm not sure the pony's going to be there. And what I saw yesterday, I love the press conference. I mean, it was a pro wrestling shoot if I've ever seen one. It was great. They turned on the media. I couldn't have asked anything better than that. What fake network are you from? I thought that was a great line. And at the same time, Chuck, you know, Julie and I, our parents were married. You're the lawyer. Now, you got to walk in and say, here it is. Not some sweeping. I mean, it was such a sweeping indictment. And I had to watch it the second time and write. I don't have the sign on working off the top of my head, but write down all of the different people, including trucks full of ballots. And I mean,
but they have people who say,
all these governors and mayors wake up one morning and all have the same idea. It all stems from one inner circle power.
Let me answer that.
Yeah.
Was it? Sure. What was the Russia interference in our election?
It was a phony. It was a fake.
It was a massive fake that involved the State Department, involved the FBI,
the CIA,
Obama, all of them. It was a vast conspiracy. We didn't know that. We went, that's impossible. They kept that under wraps for 2 years.
With the help of the media.
I never believed the Russians in the yellow showers, and I never believed that. That was all just made up by.
It was a massive conspiracy. Yeah.
You guys are stepping. You're stepping on ducks here. Look.
No, you're the duck stepper. You're the duck stepper.
Chuck, you're saying that happened, so this happened. You know better.
Well, because it's analogous. It's called an analogy.
Yeah, no, I think
but you still got to prove it in court, my boy.
No, you're right, Pierre.
Here's another analogy again. What happened is that all these people get around this big elephant. They're all blind. They find the tusk. That's what Sidney Powell and all these people are doing. They're going, holy cow, we've got something.
I hope they're right. You know what? I like everybody standing up there. I liked everybody standing up there. And I thought the media really hacked them I thought what they did to Giuliani and Drudge and all those other places, I thought it was way out of line. Giuliani made some significant points. It was a shoot, man. It was great. I loved it. I loved Jenna. Jenna's a good friend. I thought she was great when she went after the press. When Sidney Powell stands up there, it's like, you know, the librarian when you're in the eighth grade. I mean, she's just letting you have it. But you got to come up when the claim is a fraud. And I even say it's a RICO. You want to RICO them, that's fine. But guys, you got to walk in and say, and like Julie and I covered the Ramseys and everybody went through all that kind of stuff. And in the end, we knew the grand jury wanted to indict Fat Pat and the Rat, and they wanted to bring him in. And Alex Hunter weenied out for whatever his
reason. How many years later did you figure that out? How many years later?
Pardon me?
How many years later did it come out? Well, of course it matters. You're asking 1 week, this huge international conspiracy to all be revealed. And that you found out after doing everything in the world you could do, the grand jury actually indicted him. You found it out 5 years. Yeah, 10 years after. 10 years.
That's okay. The point of it was there was still a courtroom moment. The same thing for Nixon and all
the things people
said about Nixon. Or our favorite American president, George Bush and WMDs. Truth will out.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. But I think, though, I think
truth has never won out. Winners win out. Winners write history. History is a fraud.
Well, who wrote history about the WMDs? They're still lionizing George Doofus Bush.
Oh, occasionally the truth comes out.
Occasionally
it comes out. Occasionally the truth comes out. More often than not, it does not come out.
As important as most significant moment. If this is true, if what you think is true, then it's civil war.
Yes.
Are you kidding? You guys all surrender. You guys all hand up. We're the Mitt Romney DC Republicans. We surrender. Don't bring Antifa in. Don't bring the BLM people. They're mean. They're vicious. They'll attack you. You guys will surrender so fast. It'll be incredible.
Chuck, I'm the guy who stands against all of this stuff. And you're going to go, Peter and the BLM, or Peter and Cory Gardner, which is laughable. I'm telling you, look, the truth doesn't have a side.
Of course it does.
Getting revealed it does.
Of course it does.
But you know what, Peter? I know we got to let you go. And we got people on the phone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you assholes leaving me alone.
Peter,
remind me not to be home next time. Huh?
Monday morning, 7:10 KNUS. Be there, be square. Hey, I'll be doing your Thanksgiving show with you too. So thank you for that.
I know you are. And Chuck.
Oh, am I invited? Okay. Am I invited to the Thanksgiving show? No,
not anymore.
Of course not. No, you don't. You're one of these called people like you. Person non grata.
Yeah. Persona non grata. Persona non grata.
Whatever. Right. That's what you are.
Yeah, I know.
I love you, darling. I'll see you on the radio.
All right. See you guys later. Randy standing by. Thank you so much, Peter Boyles, 710 KNUS. Before Randy said he has a little bit of time. So, Randy, with your forbearance, is that the right word? Anyway, I want to hit the phones because we have had.
Let's get Don.
Yeah, that's Don and then Barney, too. Yeah. Hey, Don, thank you for calling Chuck and Julie show.
I'm going to have to say that I pretty much agree with Peter Boyles pretty much on it. You're going to have to offer the proof. And basically, Tucker Carlson is getting some flack just as much as Peter's getting it for saying what she's saying. I mean, I agree with Peter. I hope you guys are right, but it's trending to be that you guys are wrong and Biden
were we
is
wrong about the Russia
presidential elect.
Yeah, that's what everybody told us about Russia. They said the Russian thing is clear. All the agencies have said it. It's obviously the interference election. You two guys, you, Chuck and Julie, are just conspiracy nuts. And they, in fact, invaded our election.
Yeah, and I think
they did not.
I think, Don,
and it was all a con. This is a con.
It's only been a couple of weeks. I think that's not let ourselves be lulled into. I mean, what on earth do we have to lose, right? I mean, what, they're going to be mean to us? Ooh. They're going to censor us on Twitter? You know, they're going to be mean.
I'm not saying you should concede today. No, of course not. I mean, you know, you fight until you have no options left. That's what Al Gore did.
Okay. All right. Then we agree on that. But I do think, though, you do have a point. I think that they need to.
No, they don't. They don't have the evidence now. It's clear any more than Sidney Powell had the evidence at the beginning of the case.
But if you're going to have a press
Well, you got to do something. You can't just let nothing happen.
Yeah, I think they got to push back. I think that was a strategy move.
You
that was
had
a PR.
To not just be in the woods and all of a sudden everybody's certifying the election and it's
over.
Yeah,
that I think.
That was a PR one. It wasn't. So you correctly indicated that was not a court of law. That was not evidence they provided.
That's a court of public opinion.
And that's important.
A court of public opinion.
Yes, right. And that's important.
And I think that was important to do that. Hey, Don, listen, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got everybody
good
waiting.
Good call, Don. Good call.
And thank you. And Peter thanks you. We'll go to Barney real quick and then to Randy. Hey, Barney.
Okay. I'm not going to talk crap about Peter because he's not here now. Don. If you want to be Peter's butt kisser, that's fine too. That's
We appreciate the phone call. Hang on a minute.
They're still pulling the Russia crap on 60
yes.
Minutes. They're still
yes.
acting like it happened. Give yes. me a break, Peter. By the way, Giuliani actually, I hate Giuliani. I bitched and moaned about him forever. And for once, the prosecutor showed up in a press conference. I was thoroughly impressed with Giuliani.
Yes.
This is not something. I don't give a damn about public opinion. I give a damn what some fat, stinking, pompous ass judge is going to do. That's what I'm worried about.
Are you animated today?
No, you're right, Barney. That is my big fear, is what some judge is going to do.
This is a simple matter. We'll see what happens. I don't think Len Wood is an ass clown. And by the way, Peter, you can't compare the Ramses with them. There's no way. Yeah. Look it. These machines are a joke. You know, when Dana's stupid-ass Perino gets out there and says, Dominion should sue, and then the dumb bastards don't show up to the PA legislature.
Right.
Give me
good
a break.
Point. Good
Guess
point.
What? You know
really
what?
Good point.
We might
really
be wrong. Point. We may be wrong, but I'll tell you what. I'll go down with these three. Linwood, Sidney Powell, Rudy. I'm rooting for Rudy now. And Jenna Ellis. Screw these bastards. This has got to be blown up. By the way, Peter, five flipping states stop counting. What the hell is that? The Democrats in your crap hole Pittsburgh, where you grew up, have been cheating for 50 flipping years. They do it in every big city. Detroit. By the way, Denver, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What Denver was 20, 30 years ago? I don't know. Love you guys.
Peace. All right, thank you. Love you,
Barney. Good point,
right.
Barney.
And now, speaking of evidence, Sanders, like, right there with all of you. Woohoo! We got Randy. I think Randy, there he is.
There
Randy,
he Randy. Is, Miss America.
We don't mean to have you follow Barney, but wait, unmute yourself. You got to unmute yourself.
Unmute.
See, I did that, and then they pushed the button at the same time.
And, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, everybody unmuted.
I'm not sure I can follow.
you like last time when we talked to you, had just been texting back and forth with Ron McDaniel of the RNC.
You and Sidney Powell's lawyer.
Now you and Sidney Powell are like this. What?
She'll come on your show Saturday.
Yeah.
Probably.
What can you tell us about? Let's first talk what's going on in Colorado, then let's talk bigger picture.
Well, for the last 2 days, two of Sidney's lawyers have been here using my conference room as their war room, interviewing people, reviewing documents, phone calls like crazy, paying no attention to the clock. I mean, these guys are round the clock.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should say this or not. They're just worried about Sidney because she won't stop, you know. But they also understand, we talked about this, you know, people do have to get enough rest to function the next day. But on the other hand, there is no tomorrow after we get past some of these deadlines.
Right.
And so, you know, we've got, 500 affidavits from individual witnesses who've sworn under oath to what they'll testify to in court.
Right.
Something like 13,000 individual complaints that have come in about different types of voter irregularities or voter fraud.
Right.
And that press conference yesterday was exactly what you said, Chuck. It was designed to pour it all out there. This stuff is coming in. I hear Sidney say it's like, you know, drinking out of a fire hose all the
right.
time.
And then and it's become a tsunami.
Yeah, and I think exactly. And I think, and she's indicated that, and the people, and God bless you, Peter, but the people who are saying, well, there is no evidence, they're just pretending there's no evidence. Like you said, you've got 13,000 affidavits, you've got this, you've got that. I mean, what do you call that? That's evidence. Now, it may be a lie, it may not be true, but it's evidence. And they don't even read it, right? I mean, the affidavits, these are all public.
Many of them have been filed in the lawsuits. The only thing through that press conference is the poor dye job that was dripping off of Rudy.
Well, see, the press completely misunderstood that. That was war paint.
Yeah.
War paint. Okay.
Yeah. There
you go. Exactly. And that was camouflage because he knew they were shooting at him. Yeah. Well, so what's going on, or what can you tell us about what's going on in Colorado, and why are they? Well, first of all, let me back up a little bit. To me, the fact that they are sending lawyers who are working around the clock in your office here in Colorado, which is not a swing state, to me shows the seriousness that they're taking this and that they are leaving no stone unturned. This is not a PR stunt by Donald Trump, orange mad bad, who doesn't want to concede he lost. This is a lot bigger than that, I believe.
Well, I agree. And these men that were here were not, just Tea Party flag waving activists. These were serious attorneys away from home, taking red eyes to come in here, living out of a hotel in a suitcase and working out of a conference room. And we made them feel as at home as we could. But they're not here for their health. And they're not here to try and create some kind of an image of trying to do something. You know, you mentioned the affidavits. That is evidence, but there's also a ton of video evidence out there.
Right.
Videos of the machines flipping the votes, of boxes of ballots being offloaded from trucks. The statistical evidence may turn out to be the strongest evidence, where even using the New York Times that was tracking votes.
Right.
You can see a spike when the election is shut off for a few hours, and all of a sudden 168,000 votes pour in.
For Biden alone, too, no down ticket, right? I mean, some of that is. But what about? Can you talk about who they're talking to here, or is that? Can you? They don't want to reveal that yet.
No, it's fine. You know, Joel Altman, as we all know, is the one who discovered the Antifa ties with Eric Coomer, the nuclear physicist, who's the salesman basically for Dominion. He shows up everywhere. He's in different countries. He's in different states. He's in legal pleadings. He presents the software. He understands the code. He knows what he's doing. Joe heard Eric from Dominion on that phone call say, "Don't worry about it. I've got it covered. Trump isn't going to win this election." So that creates motive.
Yes.
The additional piece that Joe has is because he is also a tech expert and understands information systems. Right. He hasn't seen their systems. He hasn't busted into them and doesn't understand what they did specifically, but he knows how easily it can be done and how it can be accomplished. So it makes him a very good witness. But they weren't here to meet with Joe. I'd connected Joe and Sydney and others, you know, the week before. They were here talking to other people, and they wouldn't have been in my office or in Colorado if Dominion wasn't in downtown. But there are a lot of people associated with Dominion here in Denver, and so they were doing what all good lawyers were doing, is investigating the hell out of their case before they take it in front of a judge.
I say go no further than the fact that apparently Dominion's first lobby firm was the Brownstein Law Firm. Yeah. Now, they would never, of course, be involved in playing politics or crooking any kind of election.
That ought to sell Peter right there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
well, I tell you what, this is kind of my post-November 5th or November 3rd kind of deal. So November 3rd, you know, I'm depressed about it, right?
Yeah. And so I made Chuck wake up yesterday. I'm like, no, Chuck, listen to all
up,
this.
The sun's up, you know. And and that was followed by getting our family COVID session of a couple of weeks, which wasn't bad, you know. I mean, it was
okay. Well, we don't know what we had, but we were sick.
Well, you lost your sense of smell and everything else, so maybe it's a different flu that causes that. But at any rate, I don't know if it's COVID. I'm not about to get tested either. But so I just generally listen to the news and so on. So Julie said, "Have you been really following this election fraud thing?" And I know what my opinion was when she asked me that is, it's mostly,
like Peter said.
Yeah, mostly the usual bullshit and so forth. But oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'll be thrown off the podcast or saying BS. And then I went, okay, well, now I'm done with that. I started looking, whoa, Whoa.
There is evidence.
Wait a minute. There's a massive amount of evidence. This thing is clearly...
I don't know how you can conclude otherwise. Do you think, Randy?
No, neither do I. I don't know. I don't know how Peter can say, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. It could be. If you're right. Well,
especially, guys, when you think about the people who are presenting this evidence.
Yes.
We all know Jenna Ellis. We know her level of integrity. She's the young one of the bunch. Maybe she led astray. Rudy Giuliani brought down the mob. He's not going to put his reputation or his skills on the line. And even if you disagree with that, because Rudy is, you know, he went to Ukraine.
Rudy.
He's been willing to talk about some of these other alleged conspiracies. But Sidney Powell has an impeccable record of truth and success. Her book calling out the deep state and the government.
Right.
She's never been challenged on a single fact.
Right.
And she's put her entire future on the line.
Yes.
She could have been sedated with her statements. And, well, we're investigating and we still have 2 weeks. She's dumping it out there, man. And that tells me, given what I saw going through here from the lawyers that were here, that they may not have all the goods, but they got a chunk of the goods. And they don't need all the goods.
Well, and let me talk to you again. You know, you were a Republican National Committee member. You know, you've got another lawyer like Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood doesn't need, I mean, you know, he's going to make millions of dollars off of suing all the networks forever. I mean, Lynn Wood doesn't need to get involved in this. And Lynn Wood, I think, is not a kind of lawyer like Sidney Powell. They're not first and foremost politicians. They're first and foremost lawyers. And, you know, lawyers, except for Michael Avenatti type of lawyers, you know, they tend to be
circumspect,
very circumspect. And when they lay it out, you're like, oh, wait, you know, here's the gun, here's the body, you know, and then said, they're like, well, we have some suspicions about the cause of death. And, you know, then the head cut off and you're like, oh. So, I mean, I think, what can you tell us at least about what the Republican National Committee is doing and where you think and, you know, do we have enough time and how do you think this is going to unfold?
Yeah, time is flying. I mean, I know an awful lot of people who aren't going to be spending Thanksgiving with their families. They may have dinner and then they're going to be catching.
Well, Cuomo won't let them have dinner with their family, so it's okay.
Can't do that, Colorado. One quick comment on Lynn Wood. As far as I know, he is in this. He is not a staunch Republican or a Trumpster.
Right.
He's a civil rights lawyer.
Well, he's a Republican.
And that's why he's on his own. He filed on his own behalf as a citizen of Georgia.
Yeah, but Lynn Wood is a Republican.
Right, but I mean, he's not. I think what Randy is, he's not a Republican
not
lawyer.
Actress, you know,
yeah, I mean, he's a lawyer who happens to be Republican.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Well, we've been having the multiple phone calls. We've had prayer calls. And just powerful, powerful stuff. But the RNC is doing what the RNC does, and that's raise money and then funnel it out into these elections. They released $10 million a week or so ago, and they're building up another $20 million. You know, Trump had to pay $3 million in advance to start the recount.
Yeah, just in Wisconsin.
Well,
and you know, they're not doing two counties in Wisconsin to try and pick up enough votes to flip Wisconsin. They're trying to show exactly just how much fraud and improper behavior can go on and use that to, I believe, to try and I don't have any inside pieces to their ultimate strategy here, but it seems to me they're just trying to create enough to avoid having that election certified.
Right. Well, and so now Sandra is asking.
Everybody says when the election's certified, well, then it's done. Well, no, it isn't, because that's when Colorado... We'll have elections probably certified on Monday, but then we have a 10-day period in which people can challenge the election. So those clocks are moving quick, but that is enough time with the kind of legal machine that's been put together here.
Well, and now Sandra asked a question that I think is on everybody's mind. So does this all land on a judge's shoulders, or does it land on, to me, it seems like it's going to at some point have to go on numerous judges' shoulders.
No, it won't. It'll all go down to just like Bush v. Gore. Went, in fact, all went down in 1876. It'll go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will ultimately have to decide. And whether they have any credibility by that time, who knows? But what has to happen, if you're on the Republican side, is the election is nullified and it goes to the House. I mean, that's the only way.
And what about state legislatures too? I mean, is there...
Well, it goes to the House. Well, the state legislators get to decide whether they're going to certify or send electors and stuff. But ultimately, it goes, and they can kind of go, okay, well, the remedy is it goes to the House. And if that happens, then we can finally have our civil war. You know, it'll actually happen.
Three schools of thought with that, that the state legislators will do it by sending the right electors when they're convinced that the results of their own state election are unreliable.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Supreme Court will decide it, or it gets decided in the House. I think those are all three possibilities, and they all sort of occur at different times. So
right. You
can bet if the first one doesn't work out, that we'll still be fighting right to the very last day for through the second and through the third.
Well, but also they all three go together. I mean, the Supreme Court makes a decision. It's very hard for them to make a decision that Trump is the winner. It'd be easier to make a decision that Biden is the winner.
We can't decide. Yeah.
Yeah. And they say, okay, we think this is a highly tainted election. There is only two remedies to that. It's one, another election. And that's occasionally happened, and or it goes to the House of Representatives, in which each state gets one.
Yeah, that you don't get. It's not proportionate, right?
Each state gets one person. In which case, Republicans, since they control
that beautiful map of America, red and blue. Yeah,
yeah. That's right.
Well, and you know, the other thing too is, I think whatever happens, I suspect that Biden has his people, his lawyers, sitting, you know, ready to go the instant anything happens. Randy, I want to ask you this. To me, I agree with, you know, first of all, I'm going to take a little bit of a shot at Tucker Carlson. I mean, he's just a little bit of sour grapes that you won't come on his show. I mean, just talking to everybody else. So it's like, Tucker, lighten up. But he does have a point in that we need answers on this, whether Trump prevails or not. I mean, to me, what this has revealed, well, no. It is a point, not the point, but it's a point. I mean, I think we got to pursue this.
They don't have the evidence yet. They can't go out there. They've given affidavits. Tucker,
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I think.
So what's Tucker's point?
Well, if you let me finish, what he was saying was that you have to, that whether you're a Biden person or a Trump person, I know Democrats don't care. We need to fix. I mean, this is the stupidest election system where you don't have to certify signatures. You can show up and vote multiple times. There's no audit of any kind of election. I mean, what kind of insanity have we allowed our election system to become?
The poll workers can fix the machines if they get the numbers right, if they're not reading the ballots properly. I mean, it's just extraordinary.
Right.
I can tell you the system we have. We have the system where...
To make sure Democrats win. System.
Democrats win. That's what the Solid South was. That's what Tammany Hall was about. That's what Boss Tweed was about. That's about all those ones were about. And the idea is we had a fairly honest system because... It's harder to rig in-person voting. You can pay people off with walking around money and everything else, but it's a much harder. But once you go to the mail system, what is so extraordinary about the mail system is not what's illegal, it's what's legal.
What's legal.
And it's scary. I mean, it's because, you know, I run mail elections and you know, I had to stop workers from fraudulently doing things because we were going to win.
Anyway.
Don't cheat. Everybody's looking at us. Don't do that. Don't do this. But what we could do is, you know, you would just go to an apartment complex, invite them all to a party, bring all your ballots, fill them out. Great. Here they are. Don't have to. You can come to the party anyway. But it's just, it's no longer, you know, citizens.
One person, one vote.
Yeah, well, person getting, okay, I care enough about this election that I want to go and vote.
Yeah, now it's basically one utility bill, one vote.
Yeah, there you go. But the Republicans in Colorado have allowed this system to be stolen in Colorado. I'm always harping on that. The Dick Wadhams of the world, oh no, it's just perfect.
Yeah,
it's just because of Donald Trump.
Allowed or at least gave up way too early on trying to fight against it. We might
have didn't fight at all.
It's just like the Republican governor and Republican secretary of state in Georgia making a deal.
Right. Well, and then even today, that's a mess. It's certified. No, it's not certified. I mean, that shouldn't be too hard of a press release to put out, right? It's like, it's certified. I mean, the whole thing is just a mess. And I think, you know, you got to wonder, where are we going as a country when you have half of the people of the country, however this ends up, don't believe the election was fair. And no reason to believe the next election is going to be fair either.
Well, I'll be very happy if it's the other half that believes.
Yes. Hey, what do you got? we'll let you go now. It's thank you so much for your time. What do you got coming up? What should people be keeping their eyes open for too?
And what you got? What you for, got? We for got your tomorrow. Show tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we'll be talking about this. Looks like Joel Altman might come in for a little while. We'll just kind of update, kind of put closure on him, because what he did is he provided motive for Dominion to be doing what they're doing.
Right.
He doesn't have the goods either. He just has does have the social media and was on the phone call and all of that.
And then I
think Joel Gilbert's coming in. He's got a project going on for the reelection of Donald Trump. He's the film producer of some of those great documentaries about Dreams of My Father and some of those others. I haven't even hardly thought about guests. But one thing I wanted to leave you guys with is that we may look back on this, especially if we're successful, and the turning point in all of this and the place in this whole process so far where all of a sudden the strength that I felt in my heart and my soul about this fight faded was when the Wade County commissioners or election officials who had said, we're not going to certify this election, and then got bullied and did certify it. I thought that was it. This is going to be machine politics right through to the end of this thing. The left is going to bully people. And then the next morning, for whatever reason, they woke up one day and said, you know what? We're not signing that. We are not going to be bullied out of standing up for what's right.
Right.
If that was inspirational, I know the guys who were working in here for Sydney felt the same way. And I think that just remotivated the entire Uncover the Steel machine. And so I feel a great deal of hope and confidence, and I'm re-inspired after that really courageous act, because those people had their lives threatened by
And you got to think, they're not kidding, right? I mean, when you get your life threatened, you can't say, oh, they're just kidding. It's like, well, perhaps.
We know.
Exactly. We know. Randy, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for your time.
And really, your show, 9 to 12 Saturday.
Must listen.
I really appreciate that. It sure is a lot of fun to do. And boy, 7-10 listeners are the best. They really
are. All right, Randy, thank you so much for your
time. Randy.
All right. Hey, we're going to open it back up to the phones now. Or folks, if you're on Zoom and you want to unmute yourself and come on, you can do that too. You can call in at 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. I want to just sort of say, Mark was talking about, just reading the comments here, no work because you swear. No worries, Julie. How can you talk about this without using some French? That's true. Now I understand why they had the virus lockdowns. Dems knew they were going to get caught, and they don't want us in the street protesting. They don't want 70 million people going to Washington, D.C. and protest, which is exactly what we need to do.
Yeah.
I agree with this. We cannot stand down no matter what, or we will all be communists. And, you know, I was thinking, I was kind of tweeting earlier, this is, it's a kind of thing like in the Wizard of Oz, where at the very end, you know, the good witch sails down and Dorothy says, can you help me? And she says, you don't need my help. You've had the power all along. You've always had the power. You just needed to learn that you could use it. And I think in a big way, that's what Donald Trump has shown us. I mean, Mark, you're absolutely right. There are more than 70 million of us. They can't dox all of this, or they can try, you know, they can't threaten to kill all of us. And I think we just need to stay strong, right? And realize, no, we do have the power to stand up. And who cares? Like Kayleigh McEnany, do you think Kayleigh McEnany cares that CNN makes fun of her at the end of the day? No, right? I mean, you know, people, they're like the mean girls where they kind of, I'm sorry, just let me finish, where they hope that if they're just mean enough and they're snooty enough, because you know what? It works for them because they're a bunch of idiots who have no moral backbone or no actual philosophy. But when you have somebody who believes in what they're doing, calling them mean or saying, oh, you're an idiot, it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. In order for this to work, not only do they have to start being proof in, but they need the political and the PR to it. And so when Peter goes, I don't know, I don't care. Yeah, I hope you guys are right. Not vaguely. Yeah. I just find myself getting outraged because it's kind of that you're destroying it.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're just destroying.
Well, let's talk about the evidence we know so far. You know, and if you guys haven't watched, the Gateway Pundit has a pretty good little video on this. It's called Drop and Roll, which I think does a good job of explaining it. Yes. So here's what we believe. This is what Sidney Powell laid out. This isn't me. So we know the Democrats set up, and the coronavirus allowed them to do this on steroids, all kinds of fraudulent voting. You could show up and you could vote more than once. We already know, we've seen pictures
they
of dead people voting.
They didn't do any signature comparison.
Don't do a signature comparison. you know, register people same day. Don't throw people out if they're registered in Colorado and they're registered in 3 or 4 other states. That's okay. I mean, this whole thing was set up. Okay. And then what happened? So they were already cheating. So that was already in the works.
Right.
But what happened, and I think that the fake polls were part of that. Yes, so we would be like, well, we all thought Donald Trump was going to lose. So I guess a thing. What happened, though, was that Donald Trump was winning way more by way more than they thought he was going to be. So the algorithms that they've had
wouldn't
in place weren't going to give him enough votes. That, why else would they stop the counting in all of these states? They never stopped the counting before. The machines weren't broken. You know, they talk, well, there's a water leak. And like, well, there was no water leak, right? There were nothing. They just stopped the counting. When they restarted the counting, magically, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of votes across these battleground states came in for Joe Biden. Hundreds of thousands of them for Joe Biden only. Whoa. No down ticket thing. And hundreds of thousands of them for just Joe Biden. None of the ballots came from for Donald Trump. Now you look at that, and then they talk about the batches that were dropped, and this gets a little tricky, but the batches that were, because the votes came in batches, right? And the batches that were dropped, the ratio of the Biden to Trump ballots in every batch, the dozens batches came through, was exactly the same. That, you know, and at a certain point, you know, you got to say, I'm sorry. That's what I was saying to Chuck. I'm like, no, you got to look at all this. You got to look at this.
Well, let's go to Johnny from Denver. Johnny, thanks for joining us.
Okay, am I on?
You're on.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking if we're using the same computer system as this Dominion thing, I'm thinking like the one about the abortion and the not wanting to kill the kids after 9 months of gestation. What if that was switched? Because maybe Paula says, well, that's interesting, but we don't want to do that now. And by the time the Democrats or the Republicans find out about it, it'd be 2 years from now, and they can keep coming back thinking that, well, maybe we posed it wrong and people just didn't understand it.
Right.
It's really a manipulation.
I think, Johnny, that is, to me, one of the biggest and most important points, and that is they've been doing this. If they get away with this, and this is why I don't get the Republicans and the people who don't jump up and down and stand behind Trump, if they would get away with it with the presidential race, you're absolutely right. What's to stop them from doing it for everything else? What's to stop them from doing it for Tabor, for instance, or for tax increases, right? To me... We have, you know, when you stop and think about it, there is no auditing. No one sits down and says afterwards and says, I mean, what business would be run like that where you don't even do an audit of the stuff coming in? You know, and there's a reason. That's because they don't want us to know, I believe.
I think that's right.
Yeah, because I figured if they do it in the big ones, they might be even doing it in the small ones.
It'd be easier. Right. It'd be a lot easier.
You're right. All right. Thanks for the call.
That's it for me.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. 888-627-6008. Anybody on there, I think I saw Ben on there, on Zoom wants to unmute themselves, they can. But I think, Chuck, you're right. I think what Sidney Powell, not even I think you're right, this is what Sidney Powell herself and Lynn would have said. Like we've got, like she said, the information is coming in through a fire hose. We have to organize it. You know that probably the Democrats are putting in fake information to make them look bad, right? You've got to vet the information. Any lawyer, that's what they're going to do. You're not just going to walk into court and hope that your witness says what you hope your witness is going to say, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Hey, well, there's Ben.
Ben, I see you there.
So,
you know what? You know, Randy was talking about the team of lawyers here in Colorado. Any sense on how things are going here in Colorado?
Well, I think that there's a few things that are underfoot that, you know, I can't talk about right now, but I would say that we're probably at the halfway point, you know, of a show here. So just intermission. I would say that Old Yeller's not dead yet. You know, he might be a little rabid, but he's not dead yet. So this thing's not over. I think there's a lot more movement. I think Chuck's right that there's so many questions as to how this was conducted that it has to move into the House of Representatives, because I think there's too many people out there. Now, I don't particularly think that there's a problem with the counting. It's the methodology that I question. Yeah. And that's what's going on, because when you have a bad bookkeeper, that person is going to give you a lousy number no matter what.
Right.
And so he's going to tell you that it came out of the program. That's fine. But it's not. There's a problem here.
Right.
There's a major problem. And then since one of this Coomer, I believe is his name, is located right. here in Denver, how can I trust what the local ballots were? Because it's very easy for somebody who has his background and experience to sit there and manipulate that data.
Yes.
Right.
And write the software where it
It's already written. It's already there.
Right. So the question is
called ratio voting. And
right.
you just turn that one on and it allows you to, you know.
Well, and why do they, you even look at some of the Gateway Pundits had done some stuff on this. Some of the contracts, some of the state contracts and the county contracts specifically allow, the contract says, Dominion, you have to allow our people to go in and adjust stuff. Now, why would you want that in a contract?
Well, that's what they've got. And you're right. You know, looking at Colorado election laws, Rule 20 is what I was looking at, and it's dealing with the machine and the software there. So these allegations that have been out there from Sidney Powell and others saying that this data has is collected as it's scanned here in Brighton and Adams County, because that's where I live, and then it is transmitted to Barcelona, Spain. And then from Barcelona, Spain, it goes into Frankfurt, Germany. And then the tally is sent back to the machine because you know the electricity travels at the speed of light. So it's not a big issue about where it's going.
Right.
The issue that I have is that our election laws require that that tabulation take place in the county. And it is supposed to be a closed system. It is not supposed to be hooked up to the internet or any modems.
Right.
But yet it seems as though there is. And so if that's the fact, then the chain of custody of this data has been broken.
Oh, sure. And so, and any 12-year-old Fisher could probably hack into it. You know what I mean? And again, to suggest that, oh, why would the CIA or why would other countries want to interfere in our election? You're like,
oh,
seriously?
Yeah.
Why
do we want to interfere in their election?
Exactly.
Right. And exactly. That's apparently this software has been used in, I believe they said, Venezuela and Argentina.
Yes.
So, we know what the results of that is. If we don't send this into the House of Representatives, I think we're just one step closer to a civil war. You got 70 million people against 70 million people. And that's the numbers anyway. I don't believe that other side is really 70 million people.
Right,
I think it's inflated by quite a bit.
Right.
So that's where
can't hold a gun.
Yeah.
Well, let's
Ben, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Charlene, welcome in.
Hey, Charlene.
Oh, there. Yeah. The question should be, now that the Trump team has exhibited numerous examples of voter fraud, what do we do now? And then the discussion should be the details of the voter fraud that they've exhibited and brought forth, rather than the narrative that we're always chasing, the last narrative, which is, allegations. Can she prove her allegations? Well, the allegation is the deep state has alleged that Biden has a victory. That's the allegation, that there's a Biden victory. I mean, we're always chasing their narrative.
Peter
seems to be doing that too. I'm kind of disappointed in Peter, to say the least. I didn't hear all of it because it was upsetting me, and I turned it off.
Peter's Peter. But we always disagree.
But Charlene, you have a good point. We should just flip it around on them and say, look, there was such massive fraud. It's clear Trump won. And I think, it's kind of funny on Twitter, everybody's declaring themselves president-elect, right? So, I think...
I concede that I won the presidency.
That's right. You're president-elect, Charlene. If that's all it takes.
Yes, and we're letting them set the narrative, which is she has to prove her allegations. They have numerous examples and affidavits of fraud. I mean, it's like that song, 50 Ways to Lose Your Lover, 50 Ways to Steal an Election. I mean,
yes.
And they can just go, like they've been doing, going into detail. And those are the things we should be discussing, instead of the question being, well, are her allegations, that's just far-fetched, are her allegations true?
Right.
It's like... I mean, there's so much examples and evidence, and the allegation we should be concerned about is that there is a Biden victory. That's a serious allegation that somebody needs to prove.
And that's the fraud.
The deep state and the media have colluded to provide those psyops to everyone and pound it down our throat when most of us don't believe it. And did you want to say something, Julie? I jumped in.
No, you're good. I always want to say something. No, so then you're saying it perfectly. I'm just agreeing with everything that you're saying.
Okay, yeah. And also, here's the thing, you know, like I read that Rush Limbaugh said that someone called in and said, why am I the only one that feels like Trump really won? You know, and so many of my people that I know think he won by 70 to 80%. And it's because we've been cowed into not expressing our enthusiasm and support for Trump. And I remember when I first got involved with the whole Trump campaign in 2016, I thought the most important thing was to let people know that you are for Trump, because the imagery, you know, connotes enthusiasm and support. But people were afraid to put a Trump bumper sticker on their car or put one in their window, fly a flag, and then take it. I said, I made flags. I said, fly these on your cars, and when you're parked, take them down and put them in your car. And people were like, oh, no, you know, we might get hurt.
No.
Well, I mean, if you don't head it off, you got to nip it. You got to head it off.
Yeah, nip it in the half birth, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Charlene. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And this from, okay. from Randy. Okay.
Go ahead, you read it. Julie.
Peter has no problem concluding 100% that JonBenet was killed by her mom, I think because a grand jury wanted to indict. And Randy is a lawyer, says, I can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich for using mustard instead of mayonnaise. And then Sandra says, absolutely. And Mark says, right on. Hey, listen, that'll kind of do it for us. I want to remind folks, you can catch all our podcasts at chuckandjulie.com. Would love to have you follow us on Parler. There were at Chuck and Julie. It's pretty complicated. And then also the Chuck and Julie show, we're on Podbean now too. For people, I don't know why you wouldn't want to see us, but if you don't need to look at the YouTube video. Thank you to Charlene, to everybody who called in, to Jacob Barney,
great guests,
and to Ben and
Randy. Don who called in and supported Peter. We love to hear all your opinions.
Yeah, everybody's voice is always welcome. That'll do it for us. Thank you to the guys at BBS. Everybody have a fabulous weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
All right, and who knows? It could be a very interesting Monday.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.